on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Black on black on black on black. Black on black on black. Welcome to the podcast.
And you're here with Black on Black on Black. It's D-Fantastic and nobody. I am actually in the studio by myself for once. Why, you might ask? It's because it is DJ Queen's birthday. Yay! Woo! I don't have like applause sounds on my laptop, which in hindsight, I should have had that. But you know what? We're doing our best. Anyways, DJ Queen turning 35 today. Yes. So, I am just rocking the studio. She is going on. She's currently at a spa, which I just left. That was amazing. And she is going to go on her little dinner date with her partner. And so, yeah, I decided I wanted to rock this episode, and part of it is going to be a dedication to our friendship. So, yeah. Anyways, if you're just now listening to the show, you've never heard it, and you're tuning in for the very first time, this is Black on Black on Black. It is a show about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the Sizzity South. Normally, DJ Queen interjects and says, I put too much on the South, but that's where I'm from, and that's where it's at, baby. Anyways, we explore the real San Francisco and large Bay Area. We find scenes, we create memes, and we are constantly being obscene. You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. So first of all, happy fucking Black History Month, y'all. Let's fucking go. So with that being said, I wanted to highlight some events that are happening in the Bay Area that is focused primarily on Black History Month. So the Museum of the African Diaspora, MOAD. Or first of all, if you've never been, shame on you. And if you've only gone once, shame on you twice. So they have a couple of really cool things. One of them is Unbound. Art, Blackness in the Universe, and that's going to be on at the MOAD until August 16th. It's a mixed media group exhibition which explores the intersections of Blackness and the cosmos. Global intergenerational artists involved, including Lorna Simpson, Rashad Newsome, Didier William, and others. So that's going to be awesome. And then Continuum MOAD over time, Museum of African Diaspora over time, is on view until March 1st. So it's a retrospective group exhibition that is marking the 20th anniversary of the Museum of the African Diaspora. Very exciting. Through archival materials, artworks, and more, the programming includes works by Cheryl Patrice Derek Haute, Chester Higgins Jr., Joe Sam, and Richard Mayhew Ramakan. Ramakan Arvesters, Gordon Parks, Lava Thomas, and Sam Brennan. I'm hoping I did not butcher at least half of those, but I'm doing my best. Outside of that, there is an event called She Carried Us Forward, which is going to be at the Glad Memorial Church, and it is an evening honoring the creativity and enduring leadership of Black women across civil rights movement, with live music, speakers, and a moderated panel discussion that is led by the activist historian Michelle Browder. So that's going to be this Thursday, just in a couple of days. So it's February 5th from 5:15 to 7:30. Again, that's at Glad Memorial Church, which if you've never been to that church, it's pretty legit. They've done a lot of historical stuff in regards to helping out the community, like underrepresented groups, LGBTQ, Black, brown bodies, all of that. GLAAD has done a lot. I definitely feel like, especially for those who have followed or who grew up Christian, if you're looking for a church that is aligned with Christ values, I would definitely look into GLAAD. Anyways, then there's also the Lunar New Year / Black History Month celebration, which is called Celebrating Asian and African American Solidarity. So, right? That's going to be a celebratory afternoon of art, live music and dance with Black and Asian martial artists, some lion dancing, local vendors at a marketplace, a children's zone, and a Black and Asian solidarity focused exhibition. So that's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's free up to $35. I think like you can pay for some certain stuff. And that's at the Oakland Asian Cultural Center. And I love that. I love just how intertwined I think the Black and Asian culture can be out here in the Bay Area. So, yeah, that's really exciting. And we got to continue to show solidarity. You know, Black people are obviously still at the mercy of unfortunate, like, systemic racism, and Asians experience the exact similar stuff, especially with ICE and all of that. I mean, there just is a lot for us to, there's a lot of reasons for us to come together and show solidarity for one another, you know, stop Asian hate, Black Lives Matter, let's get it. So that's exciting. Now, y'all know the Grammys and everything happened, which was great, but I didn't want to talk about that without Queen, so we're going to talk about that probably next episode. So instead, I'm going to go through some other Black dates in general, the Black updates. Okay, first things first, in case you didn't see this, last Tuesday, Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was attacked at an event she was hosting by an audience member using a syringe to spray liquid at her, and it was really fucking unhinged. So luckily she was uninjured, and she actually continued to speak. Like, her guards wanted to maybe get her off stage and get her checked in, but she was like, "Nah, she said, quote, "I'm okay, I'm a survivor, so this small agitator isn't going to intimidate me from doing my work. I don't let bullies win," which is what she said on X later. It's crazy. If you haven't seen the clip, like, he came at her and she was moments away from connecting his face with her fist. I was like, "Go ahead, Omar, let's go." So yeah, come at us then, bitch. Anyways, the man arrested for the attack, his name is Anthony Kaz. God, these names today. Anthony Kazmierczak. You know, you would think that having done this show, I would like look up how to say these people's names, but I feel like it's probably more entertaining to hear me just spout this nonsense. Anyways, Anthony K faces a charge of forcibly assaulting, opposing, impeding, and intimidating Omar, according to a complaint filed in federal court. So when they finally figured out what was in it, it was just like in a syringe. It was just water and apple cider vinegar. After Anthony K sprayed her with it, he appeared to say, "She's not resigning. You're splitting Minnesotans apart." Authorities also say that he had told a close associate several years ago that, quote unquote, somebody should kill Omar. That's insane. He also has a criminal record, has made online posts supporting Donald Trump. And Omar, if y'all don't know this, she's a refugee from Somalia. She's been a huge fixture of Trump's anti-immigration rhetoric. So after she was elected 7 years ago, Trump said she should go back to her country. He recently described her as quote-unquote garbage and said she should be investigated. During a speech in Iowa earlier this week, shortly before Omar was attacked, he had said immigrants need to be proud of the United States, quote-unquote, not like Ilhan Omar. So, stoking the fire per usual, fucking asshole. Next, if y'all have not seen this, I don't know if where you've been living, under a rock, under my ass, I don't know, but if you've been under my ass, you know, get to work back there. If you're back there, do something. Anyways, Nicki Minaj is just coon like behavior is on a speed run to coonery. It's amazing. I mean, is she just someone the other day posted her recent photos with Trump with Uncle Ruckus from Boondocks, like, copied over for her face, and it's amazing. I was like, this is exactly what's happening. Anyways, in case y'all don't know about this, Nicki Minaj recently has called herself Trump's quote-unquote number one fan, and she showed off a gold card Visa at a recent event. Like, she was, like, holding hands with him and everything. So she's from Trinidad and Tobago. She recently declared herself his number one fan last Wednesday, and this gold card thing, which it offers applicants residency and a path to U.S. citizenship. That's different. So the president had called the star up on stage in Washington, D.C. after she announced her support for the so-called Trump accounts, quote unquote, which provide trust funds for children. I don't think Trump and Nicki Minaj should be doing anything in regards to children. Like, please. She's, yeah, her husband is a pedophile and Trump is as well. So I, what is this? What are the Trump accounts? What is this? It's just access to children. She also displayed her card, her gold Visa card, which has Trump's face on it. And she, like, posted that on X with the caption, "Welp." Quote, finalizing that citizenship paperwork as we speak, as per my wonderful, gracious, charming president, she later added, noting that the card had come free of charge. So in case y'all don't know, like, what is this gold card? So the Trump's gold card was launched in December of last year for a fast track for wealthy immigrants like Minaj to get U.S. citizenship. They pay $1 million and a $15,000 processing fee in return for U.S. residency. So Minaj's gold card gives her unlimited rights of residence in the U.S., but she's not technically a citizen under the agreement. Still, it's pretty astounding considering everything that's happening with ICE. I mean, this is just extremely blatant discrimination. It is wild. It's so on the nose that I just don't know if anyone who likes Trump just doesn't realize it or just doesn't care. You know, as long as an immigrant has enough money, they can stay, is what they're saying. But, you know, so are immigrants good or bad? I don't know. Please answer me this question. So in case you're kind of wondering what happened with Nicki Minaj, like, how did she fall off so fucking hard? This is kind of the general rundown, okay? So in 2020, she was hella mad because she couldn't get into the Met Gala without, like, a proof of getting the COVID-19 vaccine, right? Now, she didn't want it because apparently it had made, like, her cousin's friends, boyfriends, uncles, fathers' testicles swell up the size of baseballs. Quote, like, that's, she said something to that degree. Some distant relatives, cousins, friends, daughters, mothers, fourth baby daddy. The White House and Biden health officials just debunked her claim when she was talking about it on Twitter at the time. And because of that, of course, Tucker Carlson just, you know, slunk right in and got her back and supported her anti-vax stance. And then Nicki just totally embraces attention. So as her fame, like, continued to diminish, she just globbed onto this new community, even promoting Ben Shapiro's rap song, hella alienating all her core, like, LGBTQIA plus fans in the process. So she just straight up then turned to MAGA and went front and center with Trump now, and is basically surviving off of this victimhood and this small little last vestiges of popularity. So I don't know why she thinks that she'll just be considered one of the good ones, but right now she's just serving as a token for these white supremacists to show off and pretend like they aren't racist, right? Like, oh, we're not racist because we like Nicki Minaj, and look, she got the gold card for free. So, you know, anyway, she fell off hard as fuck after COVID, and it's honestly done. And the only thing that is keeping her up right now is this whole MAGA controversy. So as much as I like to talk hella shit about her and other coons, the least attention she gets, the better. But I had to give y'all some sort of background as to what the fuck's going on. I mean, this is Black Dates. What else? Okay. So, right. Tyler, the Creator, slammed ICE and anyone that voted for Donald Trump with a paid in full scene. So as y'all know, Tyler, the Creator, is my boy. He issued a strong message for ICE, and he did this on his Instagram story last Tuesday. And so he reposted like a fuck ice scene from the 2002's Paid in Full movie where the phrase is repeated multiple times. And so then he also added what appeared to be a shot at Donald Trump saying, quote, again, and anyone who voted for that man. But he also, this is the same time that he's post, this isn't the first time he's posted that Paid in Full clip. He did it last June when the anti-ICE protest broke out in LA. So yeah, he most definitely is saying fuck ICE, and that just, that makes me love him even more. Other news, in case y'all didn't know, Catherine O'Hara died. She died a couple of days ago on the 30th. She was, if you didn't know, of course, when I talk about her, you'll recognize her. But she was a Canadian-American actress, comedian, and screenwriter whose career spanned over 50 years. So she started in, like, sketch comedy and some improv stuff and film and TV before then going into drama stuff. She has received various accolades, including 2 Primetime Emmy Awards, a Golden Globe Award, and 2 Screen Actor Guild Awards, so 2 SAGs. So, in general, films in which O'Hara appeared grossed more than $4.3 billion worldwide. Here's some, like, notable roles, right? So she was Kevin's mom in Home Alone. She voiced Sally in Nightmare Before Christmas. And then she gained, like, a recent career resurgence for her role as Moira Rose in that sitcom Schitt's Creek. And she earned a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series and a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress for a Television Series Musical Comedy. Here's my favorite quote from Moira. And this is for all the women out there, especially we're leading up to Women's History Month. Just listen to what she has to say, okay? Quote, then allow me to offer you some advice. Take 1,000 naked pictures of yourself now. You may currently think, oh, I'm too spooky, or nobody wants to see these tiny boobies. But believe me, one day you will look at those photos with much kinder eyes and say, dear God, I was a beautiful thing. So appreciate yourselves, ladies and men, everybody, you know, take those photos, wear those clothes. You don't have to be extremely conventionally attractive to wear a crop top. Show yourself. Like, I wear crop tops all the time and I had a baby. I mean, you know, hey, shit's hanging where it's hanging. But I mean, I do it because I can. No one has told me that it's illegal. And if people don't like how I look, it is what it is. But you're going to look back on those photos of yourself and be like, God, I was so cute. I was so pretty. Why was I so mean to myself? So just some little thoughts of inspiration. Another notable and really touching death happened was Michael Watts, also known as Michael 5000 Watts. He died on that same day, Friday, January 30th. He was the influential founder of the iconic Southern and Texas hip hop record label called Swisha House, and he passed away at 52. So when he died, it broke out that, you know, he's from Houston. He died from complications stemming from a regular heartbeat. According to a statement shared on his IG account, Watts was surrounded by loved ones at the time of his passing. So Michael Watts is a pivotal figure in the shaping and sound and business of Texas hip hop. So he began as a DJ, selling mixtapes as a teenager, and then quickly built up a reputation by spinning at local parties. So all that hustling eventually led to a weekend DJ position at the Houston radio station 97.9 The Box, which if you're not from Houston, you won't know, but getting a set at 97.9 was fucking huge. That's where he met another Houston native called Ronald, DJ OG Ron C. Coleman in 94. Together, that's when they created Swisha House. So a DJ and rapper collective that helped propel the Chopped and Screwed sound pioneered by DJ Screw, which I've done a whole like segment on Chopped and Screwed, which I should definitely replay one of these days. He helped also bring that sound to the national stage. So again, if you were not there, you didn't listen to that segment, Chopped and Screwed is a genre of hip-hop music and a technique of basically remixing the music that involves slowing it down And getting the tempo right and then DJing it, right? So it was pioneered by DJ Screw, became a huge staple in the Houston hip-hop scene in the 1990s, and the technique actually involves slowing the tempo down to 60 or 70 quarter note beats per minute, and then applying techniques like skipping beats, record scratching, stop time, and affecting portions of the original composition to create a chopped up variant of the material. It's... yeah, that means a lot to me, this sound. So through Swisha House, Watts helped discover and elevate artists who would become household names, including Slim Thug, Paul Wall, Chamillionaire, and Mike Jones. His catalog includes influential projects like Swisha 98, Chopping Him Up Part 2, The Day Hell Broke Loose, and The Day Hell Broke Loose Part 2. Before we get into our first set of music, I always do Would You Rather, and although... DJ Queen is not here. I'll give you the prompt. And if anyone's listening, feel free to text me and I will talk about those answers when we come back. But would y'all rather Black History Month just disappears, like it just never happened, or like it was never celebrated again, like that's that? Or Black History Month remains, but the way that we celebrate it is that everyone across the U.S. does horrible caricatures of Black people, like the whole month, and it's wildly accepted. Like it, that is actually what Black History Month is. So either it disappears, or people run around in blackface for the whole month. let me know y'all's answers. Obviously, we are going to play some Chopped and Screwed, specifically from DJ Michael 5000 Watts, as we go into our music, and then y'all let me know what you think about that. Would you rather? This first song is BMF, and of course it's by Michael 5000 Watts. Rest in peace, bro.
Swiss House Summer 2K10. DJ Michael Watts, Powwow, Fam 420, Lil Kiki the Don, SwissHouse.biz.
I'm big meat. Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I'm big meat. Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stars. My Rolls Royce triple black. Get your house. Ballin' in the club, bottles meet your house. Rose, that's my nickname. Cocaine running in my big vein. Self made. You just affiliated. I built it ground up. You bought it renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny you claiming the same bitch that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up, where my comrades? What a fucking balance, where my dog said? I got that Archie Bunker, been so white I just might charge a double. I got that Archie Bunker, it's so white I just might charge a double. I got that Archie Bunker, it's so white I just might charge a double. I'm big meat, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. I'm big meat. Larry Hoover. Getting work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking start. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. These motherfuckers mad that I'm icy. Stunt so hard, make them come and date me. I think I'm big meat. Look at my timepiece. It's an out of me ear, 100 racks at least. Look at yourself, I look at me. You can't see a nigga, I'm what you used to be. Look at it this way, you niggas sideways. Always getting money, my nigga crime pays. Fuck a nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, I'm self-made. You a sucker nigga, self pays. It's broke niggas, a rich niggas. A hundred head snitch nigga. I'm big meat, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stars. I think I'm beating me. Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah. One nation under God. Real niggas getting money from the fucking stars.
I love a sunny day in H-Town. Swish house in this motherfucker, man. DJ.
Swish house exclusive.
Bows and bows and candy goes on. Laura sits and Laura tabs and styrofoam. 84s and bows and candy goes on. Laura sits and Laura tabs and styrofoam. 84s and bows and candy goes on. Laura sits and Laura tabs and styrofoam. Drink a 5 or a 6. On leather we sit and we don't move too fast. We on this screwed up shit. We tolerate no business. One of our women might hit you with a red pen. Even down here we call it red pen. Houston, Texas ain't the city you wanna mess with.
How I groove it,
Swish house exclusive.
Oklahoma flow, Hawkins, South boys can't rip it no prouder. We like our music louder, we like our rims bigger. I don't want a skinny chick, I like my dicker. Sipping on syrup like it's a cup full of liquor. That's how it go down in H-Town, nigga. Bitch, I'm from the south.
Diamonds and gold in our mouth. What we pay for our jewelry, you probably pay for your house. You don't do no dancing, even less romancing. Money, clothes, cars, hoes, that's all we understand. And if it's purple rolling up, that's right. And if it's purple pulling up, but never catch me with an empty cup. $3,000 worth of music in the trunk.
come and dine.
See how comfortable the pillows in your room ain't.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna sleep, ain't no time for counting sheep. Sweat is running down your back to running back, it's running deep.
Right.
Michael Vick, yeah, cause I swear I'm about to kill it, dawg. Only spit a couple bars and she can feel it in her drawers. When the album drop, they'll say Chameleonaire's official. I'm lying, it's not an album, cause these verses like a scripture. But back to the topic, told you I'd never unlock it. Your body looking so chocolate that tonight I'll probably drop it. Hop into my cockpit, put you on some of my chicks. If you like chicks like I like chicks, then maybe y'all can swap spit. Normally she sip a little wine before she go to sleep. She say it help her relax, but nothing help her more than me. Your chick is showing she naughty by nature, OPP. You might call it treachery, I guess I'm just a ODB. That's when I knew that it was time to jet. That's when I knew that it was That's when I knew that it was time to jet. Soon as she stuttered and started staring at my shiny neck. Told her that tonight you're blessed, cause later you had time to stretch. I put you on the floor and stretch you out like a P90X. Yes, I write the script and she just play along. Told you it was on, the best evening she was ever shown. Wake up in the morning, say she's so far gone. And I didn't make it to the fourth, I only played Trey songs.
I be hustling every day, you know I love this. They say they do it real big. They ain't done it like I done it. Put you on an airplane, send you wherever you want. Yeah, I told you never, but tonight I spent some cheddar. When I hit your town, just make sure you hit me up. The other night she told me that she couldn't get enough. And when she get bored and need a little, she gon' say the same thing when I come around. Cooper, Cooper, you the best. 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 That she ever had. That she ever had. That she had. That she ever had. This is a singing freestyle. She reppin' H-Town. Got her own money and she got her own house. And I'm dead. I can't stop staring at you.
I'm just playing. They say your money that we trust, and you would think that I'm crazy if I let another man get in the bed with my baby. Ben Franklin, that's the homie, so I say it's all gravy. That's the only person in the mattress under my lady, and she don't need no toys. There's no need for vibrating when I lay her on the mat. Get back, the doctor's operating. Some live to knock my hustle, but they'll probably die hating. Hustle like it's three of me. That's a menage a trois, baby.
Man, Swiss House and this motherfucker, man. DJ Michael Watts. I want to shout out to my nigga Trader Truth, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? We putting it down in this H-time, nigga. What?
The truth, yeah. Let's get to business. There's something unfamiliar. Call it a foreign image. Paint heavily leaking. I guess it wasn't finished. Riding with some freaky. They tell me she the
If you're doing music in Texas and you ain't fucking with me, you fucking up. Hit me on the Twitter, Michael5KWatts.
Something unfamiliar, call it a foreign image. Paint heavily leaking, I guess it wouldn't finish. Riding with some freaky, they trying to show the pippies. Riding with some freaky, they trying to show the pippies. Riding with some freaky, they tell me she the pippies. The chain clear, stones never cloudy. 60 racks of better, nigga ain't surprised me. Certified gangster, bitch don't ever doubt me. Welcome to the streets, you can't get in without me. Welcome to the streets, you can't get in without me. Welcome to the streets, you can't get in without me. I'm presidential Obama, painted the phones black. Chopping in the Chevy, top phone back. My life a motion picture, bitch I ain't gotta act. I send them to your section, nigga hold that. It's raining scattered bullets, too late to run for cover. I drain them like Kobe, then I evacuate to the gutter. On something that's poking with looks in the trunk that like to stutter. I rank as the king of the city, it ain't gonna be another. It's happy hour, I shoot from close range, I'ma need a shower, brains in the sink, body on the counter, women and the kids, leave them how I found them. I'm a real nigga, stand still nigga, I'm a real nigga, stand still nigga, I'm a real, real nigga, stand still nigga, I cut your face, have you looking like seal nigga. Pull your card, I deal with ya, gamble with your life. Is this your lucky night? My bitch so fucking right. Every night I fuck her twice. Big boy money, bitch. Pockets on Charlie White. Tatted up, I'm scarred for life. Tell the cops I know all my rights. Got choppers, I don't mean Harley bikes. Drop me like a bag of ice. Shades dark, flag bright. Wallet chain, chrome horse. Hair to the fucking back. Call that shit Rosa Parks. Dr. Carter, man, I give hip hop open heart. Young money, baby. AKA Noah's Ark. And I'm Noah. Young Moolah, baby.
Money, money, long. Tipper show. I call foreign. I tick a boss. Guns new. The B4, it's time to come through like never before. Liquid C4, look at me, ho. Look into my eyes, do you see a CO? I'm talking kilos, time to reload. My futu deo, shut the fuck up in Creole. Bitch, I'm paid up, get your weight up. Pillar top back. Real shade up, I got them automatic, so you know I'm automatic. All my autos automatic, you know that's automatic. What you niggas wanna see? Don't get caught in the street. What you niggas wanna see? Don't get caught in the what you niggas wanna see? Don't get caught in the street. I got G's that'll work for a quarter key, nigga. I'm living, nigga. Fuck the critics, nigga. Fuck them. Shit is serious, nigga. You hear the lyrics, nigga.
I send this out to every weed head on the planet.
Got this love form in my life. And indeed, of the form of life. That's a shame. How I'm hanging all in love with trees. Not afraid to let you up and leave. Do your thing, man. Sharing with all my folks. Got for the days that they were lost and broke shit. Yeah, only right to stop and get for props. From the block of only finer crops. Do your thing, change.
Mary. Jackson at. Getting paid if it's taxable, it's cool to smoke. Killing not, and the alcohol is killing folks. True God, other people try to make you bad, but with my situation, it's sad. I know I got a true friend in my time of need. All I need, you're natural, you come from seeds. I can breathe, makes me happy when I'm feeling pain. Once again, makes me happy just to hear your name. Hear your name every day. Some company to keep you sane.
Colorado, what up?
Mary Jane, I love you, Mary Jane.
Yeah.
All I need to get me through this thing. True to game. You ain't never made me smash my thing.
Kansas City, what up?
Anything you've always kept me tame.
DJ 3, what up?
For me to see that you my everything. Mary Jane helps to ease the brain. When you hang, there is seasons you ain't never changed. Never seen what people seen in speed. That's really everything we need. The thing, baby, true indeed. Do your thing, change. Happy just to hear your name. Mary Jane, do your thing.
CK walk, fuck everybody.
DJ Michael Watts, put it down, man. Represent for the South. You know what I'm talking about? Switch house in the building. You know what I'm talking about? Put it down. You know what I'm saying? If you in your car, nigga, you bumping this shit, you feel good, my nigga. Roof that bitch. You know what I'm talking about? You come from the club, man. You fucked up, nigga. Root that motherfucking bitch, man. Let the nigga feel you, my nigga.
Walk around the club, fuck everybody. KCK, walk, fuck everybody. Don't give a fuck, fuck everybody. Can't speak, can't talk, fuck everybody. I'm in my own zone, don't. I'm in my own zone, don't. I'm in my own zone, don't. He got me. I'm in my own zone.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. That was Walk Around the Club, Screwed and Chopped by DJ Michael 5000 Watts. Again, rest in peace, man. You really helped truly change Texas hip hop. You'll be forever remembered. Swisher House, you know. All right. Well, now that we're back, if y'all don't remember, my Would You Rather prompt was, would y'all rather Black History Month just disappears, or the way that Black History Month is celebrated is that everyone across the U.S. is horrible caricatures of Black people and it's widely accepted. The overbearing response is just, fuck it, no more Black History Month. Which I actually agree. I couldn't take 28, 29 days of just horribleness, you know. I mean, walking out of my house, like, my boss is in blackface with, like, big ass fucking red lip. Like, I'd rather be nothing, you know. And honestly, Black people, we already have our own shit. We already have our own, like, holidays and celebration. Like, Juneteenth was our fucking shit before y'all hopped on that shit because of Black Lives Matter. Y'all niggas was hella late on that shit. We've been celebrating that shit in Texas for fucking ever. So, yep, we would just have our own Black History Month or do our own thing or whatever and continue celebrating in our own way. I'd much rather that. Could y'all imagine the fucking commercials? The commercials in Black History Month already are egregious. Like, Popeyes during January is like, come on down and check out our new two-piece special. Enjoy, you know, Popeyes or whatever. The minute at 12:01. February 1st, it's like, hey, y'all, I know y'all eat fried chicken. How about y'all come on down to Popeyes and get y'all some of this finger-licking good fried chicken? Mm-hmm. And we have a special Hennessy and pink Sprite just for y'all. Yeah, just for fucking Black History Month. Like, no. So, it's already almost there. Giving white people the pass to do whatever they want for a month, I couldn't handle it. So anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and say just no more Black History Month. So as y'all know, this is my bestie's birthday. Let's go. Big 35, dirty 30s, we're in it. All right, so I wanted to do a little piece of a segment, or, you know, to talk about how me and Brittany met. And it's it's just fucking hilarious. But me and Brittany basically met through racism. And y'all think y'all know this. So Brittany is DJ Queen. And when I first moved out to the Bay Area, I was working for a PR firm. And the firm was out of a shared workspace called Impact Hub in the Mission. And so when I got there, my boss was like, hey, you know, I'm so happy to have you. I can't wait for you to meet, like, DJ Queen, you know, by her real name. And I was excited because it's an innocuous name, right? Like, you don't know what ethnicity this person is, like, whatever. Come to find out, he did that same shit, but to me in reverse. Like, he told her about me, and my name is not, it is not conspicuous. It is conspicuous. It is conspicuously Black. So immediately she was already like, is he trying to put me and another Black woman together? Like, and to top it all off, there were, like, no other Black people in this whole space, especially not Black women. There's, like, a couple of Black people kind of milling about, but Black women, no. So, of course, the first time I meet her, he introduces her, and I'm like, oh, my God, bro. Like, of course, we cordially shake hands. And also, in the back of my mind, I was like, just out of spite, I'm not going to fuck with her. Because, like, we don't know each other just because she's Black. And, yeah, we're both kind of alt, but that's it. Like, we both just kind of alt, that's it. There was nothing that would definitively, he did not know me at all. All he knew me was as a new PR girl, fresh from Texas. She wasn't from Texas, she's from out here. Like, there was nothing that could definitively say we would be cool, right? So whatever, we, you know, we high and by and all that shit. And then she was running kind of like their community stuff, like helping just run like the operations of Impact Hub and everything. And so she would do these game nights. And so me, the gamer that I am, I obviously went to the first game night given the chance. And she's running and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, this is, you know, like, hey, hi, how's it going? You know, I'm being friendly because, Blackie, we have to lift each other up. I was not about to snub her just because of my boss's racism. No. Like, I was definitely going to be like, this is my, like, she's cool, all that. We're going to, you know, talk or whatever. And then that's that. And so she had been whooping everybody's ass in Connect Four. Like, she's extremely good at Connect Four. It's very annoying. And so I, you know, I'm like, she's talking kind of shit. I'm like, all right, I like this speed. So I go up there and she's got the Connect Four. And I was like, yeah, hey, you know, like, hey, what's up? It's me. You know, I'd like to give it a try. And she's like, all right. I mean, I'm pretty good at this game. I'm like, okay, let me see. I beat that bitch on the first go. And I could look at her face and she was immediately irritated. Like, first of all, I don't know this black woman. Second of all, she's coming in my space and my game nights, fucking up my shit and beating me at Connect Four. Yeah. We played like several more times. She definitely was beating me after that. But I still can say that the first time I played her, I beat her in Connect Four. And then I just started going to all these game nights because we obviously clicked over that. We were talking hella shit. And then next thing I know, she's like my best friend. So that is how we met. It's pretty funny. So after all that, like, we started hanging out there for game nights. It's also, there was a bar that was really, really close to Impact Hub. And it was funny. I was actually looking it up when I was putting this little episode together, and I could not find it. So it closed. I don't think it survived COVID, which makes me kind of sad because that was like the bar. It was a really, really nice cocktail bar, and it was associated with kink.com's at the Armory when they were still there. It was kind of like their offshoot bar. So there was a lot of, like, you know, like, it was really cool, kind of like fetishy, like paintings and stuff and portraits and stuff. Like, they would have like art, like fetish art stuff and like fetish events there or whatever, which is cool to go to, right? Like, I'm not doing that, but I was like, yeah, this is a really cool, like, it's cool to see. It's really interesting. It's an interesting part of life that you don't always get to see or whatever. So we used to go to that bar and get fucked up on a Tuesday. Just, I mean, egregious, a wild behavior. Like, thinking about getting obliterated on a Tuesday right now makes me want to like vomit. Like, we were young, we were in our 20s. Like, that was 8 years ago. Like, I was what, 27? Like, whatever. Like, yeah, I mean, or 26. I was 26 years old. So, yeah, I mean, why not? Get fucked up out there and have fun. And, you know, no, it's 27. But, yeah, it was a really good time, and we just continued to get super duper close. I guess we can thank racism for introducing me and having my best friend out here in the Bay Area. And it has been such a crazy and awesome journey, from meeting each other there to traveling with each other to, you know, being at my wedding, being one of my bridesmaids. I mean, we've done it all. So I'm excited to see, you know, what happens to us over these next years and forever. You know, I mean, if y'all don't know me, once someone's a best friend to me, they will always be a best friend. They will never leave my life. And I am just so fortunate and very lucky to have the best friends that I have. Like, I have Brittany out, you know, I have DJ Queen out here. I have a slew of best friends in Texas. Like, it is wild. And I'm truly grateful. And they've all been here, you know. I mean, it's for me and everything. So anyway, just wanted to tell the story of how D-Fantastic and DJ Queen met. Now, DJ Queen is a huge fan of salsa, and she's always trying to drag me out there. I hate it. I don't hate the music. I just don't, like, salsa is very, like, you have to do it with a partner, and you have to, like, dance with them, and, like, I just don't want to be touched like that. Like, I just want to be at a rave, and I want to dance, and no one is, like, needs me to be, I just need to just let loose, all right? With salsa, it's like a finite thing. You're kind of, you know, you got to move with your partner. You got to move on the, you know, on the beat in a specific way. Someone's leading, someone's not. You're stepping on each other's feet. I don't know which way I'm going. I'm always hella awkward. You want to see me, like, blush and scamper and run away? Ask me to salsa dance. I will make up any excuse to get away from that. All that being said, because this is her birthday, I wanted to play some salsa music, which I found all by black artists, because it's Black History Month, bitch. So we're going to play some salsa music. The first song is called La Negra Tiene Tumbao, and it's by Celia Cruz. So enjoy.
Esa negrita tiene su tumbao y cuando la gente la va mirando ella baila de lado también apretado, apretado, apretado.
La negra tiene tumbao,
azúcar, azúcar
y no camina de lado.
Si quieres llegar derecho, mejor camina de frente para que no hayan tropiezos y venga.
Dulce como el melao, otra como ella yo nunca he encontrado.